This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 35 House Republicans ignored warnings from former President Trump and joined Democrats to pass a bill that would create a commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January. But this is going to be an uphill battle in the Senate. Here's our Sagar Magani on the House vote.
Just 35 Republicans voted in favor. Marjorie Taylor Greene says the commission would amount to a witch hunt.
The media is going to use this to smear Trump supporters and President Trump.
The bill faces an uncertain path in the Senate, where GOP Chief Mitch McConnell is against it. Democrat Tim Ryan blistered GOP opposition, calling it a slap in the face to police everywhere.
We need two political parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you ain't one of them.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Hamas leader says he expects a truce within a day or two in the fight with Israel, but our Joseph Krause reports from Jerusalem there's no sign of that this morning.
Israel carried out another wave of airstrikes across Gaza early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. This comes a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue the operation until he can restore calm and security to Israel. He seems determined to continue operations in Gaza despite rising pressure, including from the United States, for him to wind down the operation.
Forecasters are warning of more rain in Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas through at least today, adding to the rain and flooding those states have already been dealing with. Four people have died in Louisiana, they think because of the bad weather. Last night, Texas executed a man who beat his elderly great aunt to death with a bat after she refused to lend him some money. Quentin Jones said in his final statement he hoped he left happy memories. The Supreme Court turned down a request to stop the execution. This is AP News. A bear attacked a man in Alaska, but he survived.
Alaskan Alan DeWitt Minish is lucky to be alive.
I saw him, he saw me at the same time.
The 61-year-old Minish was conducting a property survey when he and a brown bear crossed paths Tuesday near Glacona, Alaska.
He lunged up on top of me and grabbed his lower jaw, to pull him away.
Minish says the mauling lasted only 5 or 6 seconds, but it left him badly injured.
They're not sure exactly how much blood I lost, but I lost enough that I should have probably been passed out.
Minish was able to call 911 and waited for about an hour for help to arrive. He was later flown to Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage.
I guess I feel lucky that I was able to do it.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Henry the rhinoceros is 40 years old and celebrated his birthday at a wildlife center in Florida. One visitor said he doesn't look 40. Another said he's a cool guy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.